divine enlightenment. Let's read the scripture. The book of 1 Chronicles chapter 4. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 1, and then we'll read verse 8 to 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, from verse 1. The sons of Judah, talking about the generation of Judah now, Phares, Ezron, and Carmi, and Or, and Shobal. Let's go down to verse 8. And Cos begat Anub, and Zobeba, and the families of Ahel, the son of Aaron. And Jabesh was more honorable than his brethren. His mother called his name Jabesh, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Verse 10, which will be the last one. And Jabesh called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wilt bless me indeed, and enlarge my cause, and that thy hand shall be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome someone again to your month of divine enlargement. And looking at the story, the lineage of Judah. If you don't know, Judah means praise. Amen. Judah means praise. Now from chapter 4, from verse 1, the Bible starts to talk about generation of praisers, people that are used to the praises of God. Amen. And that generation continues until verse 9. And there was a story there that God wants to highlight. We're talking of generation to generation to generation that has been enjoying the praises of God. But when it got to verse 9, there was a pause, because there was a story of a sorrow. There was a story that is an anomaly, that does not fit the description of this generation called Judah. Praise God. And what makes it more interesting is that it was not Jabesh's fault. It was somebody else's pain, somebody else's mood, somebody else's perception that was placed over his life. And his mother called him Jabesh. Sorrow. Because of her pain, because of her experience, because of the things, whether she was passing through or that the family was passing through at that time. Praise God. I'm here to tell someone, every stigma, every label, every appellate that is not of God over your life shall be removed today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Jabesh's family experienced pain and sorrow and anguish, and they did not know how to handle it. And they decided to idolize it. They decided to allow it to stay with them, and they named their child Sorrow. Praise God. But the situation is very simple. What God has said concerning you is what matters. Not the mood, not the experience, not even the perception of others. And so I pray once again for someone. Every utterances, every pronouncement, every declaration over your life, contrary to the word of God, is canceled.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Very briefly, we're going to look at what Jabesh did. And I will give us three principles. Amen. Three principles for divine enlargement. Three principles for divine enlargement. Number one is what I will call the principle of praise. The principle of
praise.
The Bible says, in every situation, praise God. Give thanks. Exalt his name. Rejoice. Don't look at what you see, what you feel. Amen. In Psalm 34, verse 1. Psalm 34, verse 1. Thank you, Lord. The psalmist says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. Let's go back to Jabesh. Jabesh was given the name sorrow. Something that he has to continue to remember. But he decided not to allow that to be his portion. He says, if my parents, my siblings, the Bible says was more honorable than his brothers, than his brethren. He had other siblings. Everybody allowed that situation to define them. And every time they look at him, they are pointing to sorrow. They are pointing to pain. And they allow it to be the status quo. But Jabesh said, no, I will praise God at all times. And his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Praise God. The book of Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4. I want you to choose to praise God. Amen. It says, in that day you shall say, what are you going to say? Praise the Lord. What are you going to say? Praise the Lord. You don't need to talk about the issue. You don't need to talk about the situation or the challenges. All you need to do is praise the Lord. In the same Isaiah, go to chapter 43, verse 21. Isaiah 43, verse 21. I want you to choose to praise God, irrespective of what you see. Do you know why? Because you have been formed by the Almighty God. He says, these people have I formed. For who? For myself. You are going to show forth the praise of God. I said you will show forth the praise of God.
Amen.
Irrespective of what you see now. Praise the Lord. Jabesh chose to embrace praise. And reject every negative circumstances concerning his life. Don't allow the pain of others to define your future. Do you know what? God did not call Jabesh future. Did not see pain in his future. It was man. Are we together? No, it was not God. It was his parents. It was his sibling. They all colluded together and said, let's put this tag on him so that we can continue to remember. But Jabesh said, no. I am not going to allow the pain of others to decide how I will live my life. Please don't allow the garbage, the pain, the sorrow of others to be dumped into your life. Church, are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
It is the month of your divine enlargement. And first principle is to continue to praise. Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 139, verse 14. Psalm 139, verse 14. I will praise this. Do you know why you have to praise God? He said, because you are fearfully, wonderfully made by the Lord. So if God has made you wonderfully, fearfully, marvelous are his work does not include sorrow, does not include pain, not rejection, not struggle. You remember in the beginning when God created the heaven and earth, he says, behold, everything that God created was. Tell your neighbor, you must choose to praise God. And don't press your situation. Everything that you give a voice, you are giving them life. We're talking of generation that knows about the praises of God. Judah. And when he now got to the turn of his own family, they decided to deviate. I pray for someone once again. Over your life, over your lineage, over your household, it shall be tidings of joy.
Amen.
Whatever wants to take away the praises of God, the Lord will silence them.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 54, verse 1. Isaiah chapter 54. Verse 1. Sing, O barren. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thou that didst not bear. It says, break forth into what?
Singing.
Don't allow your circumstances, your situation to define you. Divine enlargement. The first principle is just to praise God. Jabesh choose to praise rather than to accept the tag, the appellate of pain and of sorrow over his life. Number two, let's move on. And this is where it gets very, very important for us to pay attention as children of God. When we're talking about divine enlargement, let me explain that again. To enlarge means to increase, right? To the right, to the left. To make progress. To move forward. To be greater than what you used to be. Praise God. And the second principle, the second P, I said there are three P's. Praise. But the second principle is what I will call planning. Planning. As children of God, and let's go back to the story of Jabesh. When Jabesh was named Sorrow, ignorantly, he didn't know, but he was a child. He started growing up. And knew that this is not what God has for me. He began to plan his own life. And Jabesh was more honorable than his brothers. If you read it in our, I believe, our NIV now. Read NIV, or you can go to Amplify. Why was he more honorable? He was more preferred. He was more, amen, respected than his brothers. He chose to plan his own life the way the God of heaven has ordained it to be. He began to make plans. He was more respectable. He was more honorable. He did not allow the current situation that he met to define him. He started to plan for his future. He said, this is what I am going to do. This is what I am going to become. This is, you can't, when the Bible says he was more honorable than his brother, that means everybody in the city knows him, that he was well respected. That means something, they can see something in his life. He began to plan his own future. I am not going to stay in this situation, in these circumstances. He began to make plans. Let me tell you this, beloved. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1. Proverbs 16, verse 1. Talking about divine enlargement, there is need for you to make preparations for increase, for enlargement. For promotion. He said the preparation of the heart is in who? In man, in you. It is not God that will prepare for you. You are the one that will prepare for your future. Hello? Okay, someone is saying, Pastor, I don't understand. Let me explain again. Go to verse 3. You see, when you are making preparation, what you are saying is this. And that's what Jabesh did. Commit your work into the hand of God. He said, and your thoughts. What are your thoughts? Your planning. As Christians, we know how to fast, how to pray. But there is need for planning. You want God to enlarge your coasts. You want God to expand your border. What are you doing about it? What preparations are you making? Praise God. In Isaiah 54 that we read earlier, sing, O barren, from verse 1. He said, break forth into songs, into rejoicing, you that have not bear. Hallelujah. When you begin to make preparation, when my baby comes, this is how I'm going to dance. And you begin to buy baby items. I still remember the story of a sister who was trusting God for her husband. And they went to go and buy a suit. Praise God. Do you know that at the end of the day, it was the right size for that brother? Look, planning takes faith. He's the one that called the things that be not as though they were. When you walk in faith, you make your plans according to the leading of God, not according to what society dictates. You are a son of sorrow. Sit down here and shut your mouth and you accept the status quo. I'm an immigrant. I have accent. I don't know what it takes. Who told you? That's what the parent of Jabesh told him. And that's what most of us have been told. And we said, this is Canada. You cannot. And then you accept it and you kept quiet and you box yourself. No, it's time to break out. It is time to do what? To break out. Don't accept the status quo. That's not the plan of God for your life. Church, am I talking to someone? Amen. Praise God. Amen. The scripture says in 2 Chronicles chapter 27. 2 Chronicles 27. Hallelujah. Let's start from verse 1. When you make your plans, the Bible talks a man called Jotham here. He began to reign at 25. He reigned for 16 years in Jerusalem. Verse 2. And look at all the things that he began to do. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to his father. Verse 3. He built high gates of the house of the Lord. He did not just sit down. He did what? He built. Now, to build something, you have to do what? Make plans. For what? For increase. For enlargement. You want God to bless you. You need to make plans. He began to build. He built the wall of Ophel. He built much. Verse 4. Look at all the things that he began to build cities in the mountains. Enlargement. No, when the Lord says you will extend, you will stretch to the right and to the left. He did not say you will stay still. Sit down. Fold your hands. Since you would, I will go ahead of you and begin to make all the crooked parts smooth. So that when you step out, doors will begin to open. He began to build. The Bible says he built in the forest. He built castles and towers. Verse 5. He also fought different kinds of battle. And now look at verse 6. He did all this because the Bible says in verse 6, Jotham became mighty. Not because God said he will become mighty. God has already said you are blessed. He has already said you are what? The head and not the tail. Jotham became mighty because he planned. He became mighty because he prepared his ways. Don't just fold your hands and you're expecting enlargement and you are not ready for hard work. You are not ready to take the step of faith. Praise God. Jabesh was making planning. While they were calling him sorrow, he would just continue his own. He was planning, looking at himself that yes, this is where God is taking me to. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's something that this man did. his father, his mother, we didn't know about his father, but the Bible talks about his mother and also his brothers. Now, even though they all accepted the status quo, he decided to be the change for his family, for his lineage, for his generation. Praise God. Because he made plannings. He prepared for increase, for enlargement. Tell your neighbor, be prepared. Be prepared for your harvest, for your greatness, for your increase. Whatever we need to do, whatever planning, yours may be different from mine. You're trusting God for promotion. You're trusting God for increase in your business. And you want God to enlarge your coast in your business. And you are ready to accept a small place. I will just manage this. No, you are not ready. Praise God. We walk by faith, not by sight. Divine enlargement is what God has promised you. Oh, you don't know. I said it is what God has promised you. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 20. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 20. It is not a question of if. The Bible says, when the Lord thy God shall do what? He has promised you enlargement. Prepare for it. He has promised you what? Increase. Prepare for it. As he had promised thee. Who made the promise? But you are the one that will prepare. Jabesh was preparing for enlargement. He was not ready for the status quo. And the third thing that he did, the third P, praise, plan, and pray. He began to pray. You see, that was why it was easy. When he prayed to God, the Bible says Jabesh called on the God of Israel. Now look at his prayer. You can tell from his prayer, this man knew exactly what he wants God to do. Why? Because he has already planned ahead. Oh, that thou will bless me. How? That means he has enjoyed some level of blessing. But he already planned ahead. And he says, I am not going to discuss this plan with anyone but God. Because God is the one that changed times and season. He's the one that lift up and no man can put down. And so everyone that has been referring to him has brought their success with sorrow. Did you hear that? Oh, that thou will bless me. He was enjoying some level of blessing. But his blessing was with sorrow. But that's not what the law promised us. Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessings of the Lord makes rich. Without any sorrow. Without any pain. Without any struggle. He decided to change the tide. He says, I am going to break this trend in my lineage. I am going to break this trend over my generation. God wants to make you an agent of change in your life, in your family, in your generation. All you need to do is to call on him. Oh, that thou will bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. I've already prepared. I've already planned ahead. And look at his next prayer. He said that thy hand may be with me. The hand that was with me before was the hand of my parent, of my progenitors, that have put a tag, a label on me. He says, let your hand be with me, and that you will now keep me from evil, from sorrow, from pain, that it may not grieve me again. The man enjoys success with sorrow, with pain. His family accepted it, but said, not in my lifetime. Why? Because the promises of God for me was enlargement. And he changed the tide. And the Bible says God granted him that which he requested. Principles for divine enlargement. Let me make this clear again. You see, talking about prayer and planning, they are not, it's not as if they are sequential. Amen. As you are praying, you can be making your planning. But I don't want you to be praying and not what? And not plan ahead. Because that enlargement is already promised. And God will not go back on his word. I said he will not go back on his word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 8. The promises of God for someone. 19:8, Deuteronomy. It says, if the Lord thy God enlarge thy coast, as he has sworn unto thy fathers, as he has sworn unto thy father, to give thee all the land, which you what? Who made the promise? So why would you allow somebody to tell you what God has not said? And that's why Jabesh changed the story of his generation. Because he said, God did not place this tag on me. It was man. Please, let me rephrase again. Don't ever allow the opinion, the verdict, the declaration of someone else to impact your future. In fact, the glorious future that God has for Jabesh was not of sorrow at all. That's not God's plan. And he knew. And that's why he rejected every contrary appellate. I'm here to tell someone, when you pray, you can break through generational barriers. Barriers that has followed your lineage, your generation up till today. God is expecting you to be the Jabesh of your generation. Divine enlargement. Let's round up, and we're going to take a word of prayer. In life, we are bound to face challenges, to face obstacles. But the Bible says we should be of good cheer. Because you are walking from the position of victory. Someone has already given you victory. And so don't allow defeat, even before you enter into the battle. Praise the Lord. And so you are going to pray. Please rise up. Let's rise up. And the prayer is very simple. We'll pray two prayer points. In Psalm 119, verse 32. And this prayer is very important. It says, I will run the way of thy commandment when thou shalt enlarge my heart. We're just going to pray this prayer. But I'll be talking about this some other time. Do you know why most Christians don't think about enlargement? Don't plan for enlargement. When your heart is not enlarged, when your vision is myopic, you will just think that God just bless me, like one of our sisters told us, with this little car. And please, there is always the day of little beginning. But I'm saying, don't settle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Noah was enjoying the comfort of the ark. But God told him the ark is just only a temporary shelter. And so most of us, they don't want the provision of the ark to stop. But you will not be able to enter into the land of Canaan and enjoy the fruit of the land if you stay in the ark. Are we together? That's why God needs to enlarge your heart, your capacity to increase. The children of Israel, when they left Egypt, they never got to the promised land. Do you know why? Because their capacity for enlargement, their hearts, was myopic. Excuse me, sir, I have to go to the washroom. They will always ask for their tax master to tell them what to do. That was why even when God delivered them, they said, let's choose a captain that will take us back, because they saw little problem. But their children that did not know anything about slavery, their capacity for increase was great. And so they were not thinking about captivity. They were thinking about freedom, liberty. Church, you are going to pray. When God enlarge your heart, give you the capacity to increase, ideas will come that will take you to the top. Amen. You will begin to wonder, am I the only one that knows how to do this? Because people will tell you, I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just want to do it for you. When God enlarge your capacity, divine enlargement will become simple. You will not have to struggle, because you have already planned ahead and you have committed your work into the hand of God. And so I want you to pray and say, Father, enlarge my heart, increase my capacity for enlargement in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Enlarge my capacity to overflow, to increase, to expand to the right and to the left. Lembre katalema shekeria baba maroso tondolie. I refuse to accept the status quo. Enlarge my heart. Enlarge my home. Enlarge my family. Enlarge my finances. In Jesus' name, we are praying. One more prayer point. Isaiah 54 from verse 2. God wants to enlarge you in every ramification, in your career, in your finances, in your business. Isaiah 54 from verse 2. He wants to enlarge your family. He wants to enlarge your ministry. He says, enlarge the place of your tent. Where you are is too small, it's too straight, it's too narrow. It's time for you to lengthen forth the curtains of your habitation. He said, don't hold back. Fear not. Verse 3. Don't be moved by what you see. It's time to enlarge. For you will break forth. How? To the right. To the left. Your seed shall inherit the Gentiles. I will say this. In the land of Canada, God has not brought you and I to continue to be hewers of wood, nor fetchers of water, but to be on top and never beneath, to be above and never below. That's why you need to enlarge. See, the Bible is not saying God will enlarge you. He said you will enlarge. Why? Because he has already promised you enlargement. And so you are going to pray and say, Father, enlarge my life, my ministry, my destiny, my career, my finances, my health, my family, in the name of Jesus. Enlarge my home. I reject struggle. I reject failure. Enlarge my business. Enlarge my finances. Enlarge the work of my hands. I will break forth to the right and to the left. Enlarge my capacity to receive. I reject every generational limitation. I break free. Oh, you are breaking forth. You are breaking forth. Every generational limitation is removed over your life. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Father, we want to thank you because you are the Almighty God. We want to thank you for a great, a glorious, and enlarged month, the month, the 6th month. We say thank you, Lord, for your visitation of enlargement, for your promises of enlargement. Lord, I join my faith together with every of my hearer, just like Jabesh, they are ready. Their heart is prepared. Lord, they have declared your praise this morning. And so, Lord, I pray that every of their prayer for enlargement in their finances, in their career, in their health, in their family life, let them be established. Amen. Let them be fulfilled. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. You enlarge to the right. Amen. And to the left. Amen. You will increase on all sides. The Lord will lift up your head. Amen. In every of your endeavor, you will be the head. Amen. And not the tail. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Whatever has defined your generation for evil, whatever has defined your lineage, is it a pain? Is it a sorrow? Is it an anguish? Whatever any wrong appellate from today, they are removed. Amen. They are destroyed. Amen. From today, amen, your story, amen, will become that of praise. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father Lord. Go ahead and begin to rejoice. Begin to rejoice.